Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Beautiful day with more rain, which we really need since we're in the middle of the worst drought in history, except I've got water across the patio today. Joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
Frosty wants to be known as Smokey.
Yeah.
So if you hear the name Smokey now and then, it's different. And of course, my soulmate, Linda. And Linda, you've got a special guest.
Well, good morning. You know, I could hardly sleep last night because I was so excited about the guest that we have on the phone. She is a very gifted actress who is best known as Dr. Lilith Stern and the emotionally repressed psychiatrist who married Dr. Frasier Crane on the hit television series Cheers. She is also a very gifted dancer and vocalist who has won both critical and popular acclaim for her work on the Broadway stage. She was in A Chorus Line, Sweet Charity, Damn Yankees, and the 1996 revival of Chicago, where she starred as a showgirl and killer Velma Kelly, which also she won a Tony and Drama Desk Award as Best Lead Actress in a Musical. Sunday, she'll be in Reading at the Cascade Theater. We will be there. We are so excited. Good morning, Bebe Neuwirth.
Good morning. How are you?
Could you say that again? That is just such a great voice.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you right now?
I'm in New York City. I understand you have rain out there, and we just had a snowstorm yesterday.
Well, you know,
we had like a foot of snow on the ground.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Ooh, ooh. Well, you know, we are in the North State, and we're right below Oregon, and there will be not snow in Reading, but we are expecting some big storms, but it'll be beautiful.
Okay. Will my plane get in? Oh, God.
Yes, your plane will get in. Are you flying into Sacramento?
No, we're coming out of San Francisco into Reading.
You'll get here.
Okay.
No problem.
I'm not a good flyer.
Oh, dear. Dear. Well, how long have you been doing your one-woman show?
Well, I've been doing this version of the show, this version meaning me and my piano-playing partner, Scott Cady. The two of us have been doing this for about maybe about a year, a little over a year now. We've been developing it for a year before that. But I also used to tour around for the 2 years before that with a show that with a symphony. So I would go out to different cities and their symphonies and do a show with that. This is a lot more intimate, obviously, and the composers are quite a bit more diverse. The symphony shows were just Kurt Weill and Kander and Ebb. And this show has Kurt Weill and Kander and Ebb, but it's also got Irving Berlin and all the usual suspects, and some of the more unusual suspects like Tom Waits and the Beatles.
Ooh!
Yeah, it's a couple of Edith Piaf songs also. So it's a pretty interesting show. It's pretty unusual, I think. And
I had
a great time putting it together and picking all kinds of songs that I loved and songs that would go together beautifully, not only musically, but also emotionally. They would make sense. It's called Stories with Piano, and all of the songs are story songs, meaning like it either tells a story by a narrator or the narrator is the character in it, or maybe it describes a moment in a person's life that, you know, obviously there's a story behind that moment in a person's life. So it's an interesting show.
Well, Bebe, we are so excited. Can we ask you to hold on? Because we have to take a break. And sure we have some questions on the other side. We're on the phone with Bebe Neuwirth. This is Carla Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcy, civil, and criminal cases. He's going to go to the mat for you. Rob fights for you. Hey, Bebe, this is Carl.
Hi.
You know, having, you know, living with a an entertainer like I do, you know, a former singer and dancer, and, you know, she's been all over. You know, most of my questions probably don't fall into those, but, you know, everything I read about you, you know, with being on the stage, being on the stage and everything, and your type of dynamic personality and all that. Then I go back to Cheers, where you won two Emmys for playing Lilith, who it seems like she's such, so different than your personality.
Yeah, how about that?
Did you help build that, or how'd you do that?
I don't know. I didn't know why I was even auditioning for it when I got the breakdown, you know, the little description of what the character was, and it was just one scene in one episode originally, and I got the description of her and what she said, and I thought, what? They have the wrong, I think they're asking the wrong person. I don't know why I'm going to even audition for this, because I never auditioned for things like that.
But we read
and, so I just, I don't know, I was working on it and getting frustrated, and then all of a sudden this voice sort of occurred to me, and it evoked a kind of a character that made me laugh so hard that I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll just do this when I go into the audition. And I did, and I cracked myself up, and but fortunately I also cracked them up, so they hired me to play that character.
Well, we read somewhere that prior to your audition you had a fall, and you auditioned with a cast on your arm.
You did?
Yeah.
No, that's not even...
Oh.
That's somebody else.
Oh dear!
I've certainly fallen. I mean, I'm a dancer. I fall all the time, but I've never done that, and I've never had a cast on any part of me. Even I don't know. That's somebody else's story. I think got.
Oh, that's what you get for watching. Listen to the internet.
Latched onto mine.
Oh dear!
Yeah. No.
Oh my! Well, thank you for clearing that up, because it said that she auditioned for this role with an arm in a sling following a fall a week earlier.
Well,
so.
Somebody probably auditioned for something with an arm on their leg, it wasn't me.
Well, if you were to go, but thank you for clearing that up, because, you know, I know
thanks for the opportunity. I had no idea. That's the thing with the internet. People make stuff up, and they take a grain of something, and they just spin a story, and that's wonderful if they're a short story writer, but if they're passing it off as the truth, or, you know, it's very frustrating, and I have no idea, since I don't have a computer or read the internet, I don't know what people are saying, but any opportunity I can have to tell you my arm was not in a sling.
Well, you know, Bebe, we have that same problem. We get, you know, a lot of email from people with links to different things, and it's the same thing as that. Somebody says, oh, this is so true, and we can't put anything on our show without trying to check it first.
Right, right.
So, anyway.
Well, is it true, though, that you are planning a wedding?
Yes, that is true. That is true. My fiancé, in fact, will be with me up there in Reading.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah. You know how wonderful it is for Carl and I, being husband and wife, to do a radio show together? And he loves musicals, and we've been thrilled to know that you are going to be our guest today. And very excited for the one woman show. Again, we're on the phone interviewing Bebe Neuwirth, who's going to be here at the Cascade Theater Sunday night. We're very excited about having you here. Going back to Frasier, could you maybe share a moment if you had to go through and you had a moment that was a highlight?
Well, you know, I love playing that character, and I love the actors and actresses that I've worked with so much, but all I can think of is just laughing all the time. You know, frequently they would have to, they'd have to stop taping because somebody would forget a line, or somebody would crack up, or somebody would do something. And I was always the person with the straightest face on the show, which was my character. I was the actress who was laughing all the time. I was always stopping tape because I couldn't keep my face straight. And sometimes I like to watch reruns just to watch my mouth twitch, trying not to smile.
Your
people probably think it's a character effect. Oh, look what she's doing with her character. No, I'm just trying not to laugh.
Wow. Well, what is a typical day for you when you're on the road?
Well, we just go out and do these and come back. You know, I don't do extended tours. You know, I'll do before I come to you, I'm going to be in Malibu at Pepperdine University on Saturday. So it might be a short thing like that, like I'll come out to California and play two cities. But it's really just get out there, and everything is focused on the show. Everything, meals, sleeping, travel, everything is just focused on making sure that the show is as good as it can be, and, you know, doing sound checks and eating a sandwich and hanging with my friends.
Oh, that's fabulous. We're on the phone with Bebe Neuwirth. We're going to take
another... Who apparently has a boring life.
No, you do not.
You know, we're really looking forward to you being here.
Really,
because everything that we've seen, and of course, Linda, much more so than I, but... This is the kind of entertainment we really like to have.
Thank you.
Will you stay with us when we come back on the other side?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. We're on the phone with Bebe Neuwirth. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Abbott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Finest prices, finest selection of jewelry in the North State. Leonard will do the job for you. He's got the only watch repair man on premises.
If you're just tuning in, we are on the phone with gifted actress and songstress Bebe Neuwirth, who will be performing Sunday night with her one-woman show at the Cascade Theater. We are going to be bringing a couple couples from our listeners that are going to be lucky enough to win a drawing to that we can host that evening. We're so excited. And Bebe, just to wrap up, I wanted to ask you, you're so wonderful at doing Bob Fosse and his choreography. Did you ever get a chance to work with the man?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah, thank you for asking. I actually met him in 1980 when he came to work on a production of a revival of Little Me that was happening on Broadway. Peter Gennaro had choreographed it, and Bob came in to do some work on it. And then I did, he directed the revival of Sweet Charity that we did on Broadway. So I worked quite a bit with him. And that revival also was, Gwen Verdon gave us the choreography and coached us on the choreography, and then Bob directed us. So I got the double blessing, I guess you could say, of working with both of those geniuses.
Some of the best of the best. What an honor.
Yeah, they were just amazing. Amazing.
Well, I watched a video clip of you doing Rosie O'Donnell's show with, I think it was some of the cast members, and that was a fabulous, I'm not sure how many years ago that was, but...
Well, it was right after we opened in 96 or 97.
Yeah, spectacular.
Thanks.
And finally, who was your inspiration growing up?
Well, I studied, you know, I wanted to be a ballet dancer until I was about 13 or so. So I was looking up to Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev, and I was all about that. I did start to understand that there was something called musical theater that I could maybe dance in when I saw a production of Pippin in New York, which was, of course, directed and choreographed by Bob Fosse, and I saw that and went, oh, that's what I'm going to do. I also had a great, great teacher and friend in Princeton, New Jersey, where I grew up. Her name is Joan Lucas. She actually lives up in your area. And she was, as I say, a good friend of my family, and she was also a teacher who recognized what my particular gift, I guess I could say, is. And, you know, she recognized that I was not just a dancer, but a funny dancer, and that I was a dancer who could act, and showed me an aspect of myself that I might not, it might have taken me a lot longer to understand, and that was the aspect that you can be funny when you dance, and you can, you know, not just make pretty shapes, that there's something behind it. She really opened that up for me, and she's a great woman, and I love her very much, and I know she's up there and somewhere in your area. I'm not quite sure. The town Mount Shasta, maybe. Is that close by?
It's about an hour away, but hopefully she can make the show Sunday evening.
Anyway, she's you know, all of my teachers are very important and dear to me, but she had a particular place as applies to, you know, musical theater and what I have gone on to do.
So it'd be wonderful to have your mentor to watch you.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Bibi. We'll be seeing you Sunday evening, and I'm sure you'll have a great show at Pepperdine in Malibu on Saturday evening. We are on the phone with very gifted actress and songstress Bibi Neuwirth, who will be at the Cascade Sunday evening with her one-woman show.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope you have a good time.
All right. Hey, safe journeys.
We always have a great time in Reading.
We're glad you're going to be here.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that was cool.
You feel a little richness there?
Well, you know what? It's anybody that is really good at what they do, I enjoy meeting them. I don't care what they do. And she is. She's very accomplished. I mean, she's won the top awards. I mean, on Broadway. I mean, come on. And then on TV. I mean, we don't watch TV that much, but she was hilarious in that. And she's done other things.
And
she's coming to Reading.
She's coming to Reading, and I think it's we've had some fabulous acts at the Cascade Theater. I wanted to tell her that, you know, Cascade, she's going to love the acoustics.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
We do. Carl Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We come back, we're going to be talking about important things like pig hunting on the front page of the Record Searchlight. Somebody explain that one to me. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the state. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, in my opinion. Joe and Shelley, Great Americans, they have Espresso Joe's there. You can get coffee. You can get bulk coffee, bulk tea, but that coffee any way you want it at a reasonable price. Great American, Joe and Shelley. Okay. You know, that was a great, you know what? That was really interesting because I enjoy listening to experts, listening to real pros.
Well, you know, somebody who's, like you said, won the best honors, the top of her field, and worked with Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. Hello. Anyway, it's going to be a spectacular show. And what we're going to do is if you email freefireradio.com today, email freefireradio.com, and in the subject, put Bibi Neuwirth. And we're going to be drawing for two couples to join Carl and I. We'll meet you at Will Call on Sunday night. We'll have a great time seeing Bibi Neuwirth.
Now, and if you don't have a computer, it's 241-2682. That's 241-2682. Call our office. Just say, hey, you know, give your name, give your phone number, say it's for Bibi's tickets. Now, some good news for here in the North State. You know, sometimes we say there's not always good news, but sometimes there is. One of the big things is that the California Conservation Corps here in Shasta County is going to continue to operate.
Ooh.
You know, that's cool.
That's
great. That is great. You know, that money was put back into the budget, just like the Meals for Seniors was put back into the budget. So there's two good bits of information. I mean, I know, you know, it's a dirty job. It's tough, but it's giving people a job. And I tell you what, the Civilian Conservation, or the California Conservation Corps, was based on something that started back in the Depression when they put people to work for $1 a day. $1 a day. Now, let me tell you about some of the things they did, though, back then, is that having tramped down or hiked down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon and spent a day down there and then hiked back up, the trails down there was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps. Down there at the Phantom, in the Phantom Ranch down there, or Paradise Ranch, the cabling for telephones, everything, was brought down by mules, and 100 of these guys, they got an extra dollar for doing that. Come on now, an extra dollar. You know how hard they had to work to get that down there?
Well, they didn't have TV and video games.
They didn't. But you know, the other thing, too, is that they couldn't keep the money. It had to be sent home. They can't just keep it. It went back to their families. So when you get to California Conservation Corps, man, I'm all over that one. I think that, you know, that does something for our community. And then, of course, in the
Meals
for
Our
Seniors. Right. Now, one of the things is that we're talking about is the impacts on everything that's happening around here in our state. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been kind of like looking at, and it seems like the city of Reading, and I need y'all to call in and explain this to me. It's 221-1402, is why the county of Shasta and the city of Reading are both racing to build a major mall here in the Reading area, that they can't get together and somehow agree on an area and how to share the taxes, because whoever builds it first, I mean, what's the other one going to do? And in this economy we're in, how much money do you want to spend on a new mall that, you know, to open it up? I mean, we got Stillwater, what's going on with Stillwater? I mean, I'm not completely against Stillwater. I've only lived here 2 years. How could I be completely against it? However, what's going on with Stillwater? Where's the businesses that are coming in? Where's all the other stuff we're talking about? And so before you start talking about building, you know, spending millions of dollars and acquiring the land and building off ramps and expanding areas and taking people's property away, has anybody really looked at trying to fight it out over two malls? I don't understand it. And then what if Shasta County puts their mall up first? Does that mean a lot of the businesses then leave Reading and go to Shasta County? I mean, because things are getting a little crowded in some of the areas. On the other hand, if you look around, how many thousands of feet of store fronts are open right now because they've closed down because of the economy? That's a lot.
I don't know, but do you want to talk about what happened the other day when we dropped off our REU bill?
Oh, the REU bill. Oh, okay, let's talk REU too. Because the phone lines are starting to light up now, so we need to talk about the REU. There's a security guard in there all the time.
Okay, that was really weird, you know, because it was the end of the month, and, you know, just don't want to be that 30 seconds late. So even though it would have been the 30th, which really there aren't 30 days in the month of February, so, you know, I went in, there wasn't anybody there. I pulled my number, and I walked up. The lady was nice, and she, you know, okay, we're square, everything's great. And I walk out the door, and oh my God, there's somebody behind the desk. There's a security guard there at, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning? And I started to go out the door, and I turned around, and I went back, and I said, how long have you been here? She said, I used to work, I would come in right at closing, but now I'm posted all day long, and it started at the first of the month. So I don't know. What does that tell you?
I think people are getting pushed again.
Unrest.
I think people are pushed. And the fact is that, you know, we make a special trip to go down to drop off our bill only because is that, you know, if you mail it on a Friday, you know, when it's due on a Sunday, I mean, do they count that? And say, oh, you get a couple extra days. Well, there's been times I've mailed it at the right time and I didn't get that extra day.
Well, then they warned us that there's a paper trail. And just remember that
I'm sorry.
Once you mail the check in, it goes to, it doesn't, it's not, the transaction is not done here in Reading.
You drop it the day before it's due in one of the boxes right there in the building.
Right.
How hard is it to have somebody pick up those envelopes and date stamp them? This is when we got it, which means, hey, it's on time. Does that happen? I don't mean, may need to call and ask about that. Does that happen? When they get it that day, when they empty that box that day, but are they emptying the boxes every day? I don't know. $2.4 million worth of late fees. And by the way, if you look at our blog, on freefireradio.com, you can see that, you know, I talked to some people and you know how much it costs to turn on and turn off your electricity? I mean, really cost like maybe $23. If you figure that, you know, one of the power guys goes out there, turns it on, or he turns it off. And later on, we'll probably talk about REU because now, you know, some of the people that are working for the power company, I mean, they've been threatened. They've had people with guns. They've had all types of things. And you know what? And it's not the guys going out to turn it off that are the problem. It's the problem is from higher ups. They just have to do what they're told or they lose their job. And that's not what we want there either. Anyway, that's REU. What else is going on?
Well,
the taxes, the tax base that we're talking about. You know, And also,
how about the cigarette tax?
The cigarette tax. You know, look at the cigarette tax. You know, we talked about taxing the rich, right? Well, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to discuss taxing the rich and what really does that mean, and is it only the rich that are going to be taxed? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, Newstalk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to, oh gosh, if you could hear the conversation.
It's Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot on Newstalk 1400 KQMS.
You're just saying some things that are kind of nasty there. Got me blushing. Anyway, this is
I've already said that.
Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, where their trusted staff helps the elderly, new moms, or recovering patients in their homes. Are we punchy today?
Well, one of us is. Edith, good morning.
Good morning. I don't even want to know what was going on in that commercial. But
well, you know,
they're both turning red over the radio.
No. Linda, for having traveled all over the world and been in Vegas and all that, she still is naive about certain terms. And then when we just defined one of the terms to her, she's as red as her sweater now.
My mouth is still. I'm trying to pull my jaw off the ground. Hey,
that can be difficult sometimes when you get that real shocker. It kind of like falls and you just can't get back on it.
Not only that, you can't get the visual out of your mind. It's like
there,
okay, move on,
sometimes
move on.
Picture is worse. Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I was calling because, you know, I think that people forget when they're driving vehicles that have the company that they work for plastered all over their cars, that they are an advertisement for the company.
Ooh.
And, you know, we do a lot of road travel through the week and stuff, and, you know, we had one that decided it was just going to take his own lane. And it didn't really matter that we were, like, right there. So I have to say that I just, you know, I wouldn't go to that company. It really is bad. So I guess in a way I'm trying to go out there because I know a lot of business owners that have names on their vehicles. They might want to go through their fleet of drivers and remind them, hey, you're a driving billboard. Please don't run people off the road because it doesn't make us want them to shop with us.
Well, you need to, then you need to call the business too.
Oh, yes. You know me. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad. You know, I'm glad you're bringing this up because that's really important. People forget. They sometimes think that they're, you know, when you're in your automobile, people do things that other people can see what you're doing.
A truck that was had advertising on it for a local business, and the kid got out and started pounding on her windows, telling her what a crappy driver she was, which is road rage, whether you like it or not. Now, I can guarantee you those people that spent money there ain't spending it there anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I think that the people that work for people in that respect forget what they're doing, and they are a local advertisement.
Well, you know, that's the thing is when people do these things, you know, this little road rage bit, you know, you've got two choices. You can just say, okay, they're idiots, and you let it go.
Yeah.
Or you hunt them down.
Yeah.
So, but we don't advocate that.
Well, the hunting down part, I don't worry about it. I leave that to their bosses.
Yeah.
Proper hands.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes.
And talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is what we love about this show, Free Fire Radio, is that people can call in 221-1402 and just, you know, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, people have said to us that, gosh, we really like it because you all change subjects, you know, a lot. You know, you talk about different things. And I said, yeah, that's because we've got attention deficit disorder of radio. And, you know, we could be talking about something and somebody, you know, calls us and we're ready to rock on that one.
Well, now every now and then we're going to do special shows like we did with BB Newworth. And we had the opportunity to interview her. So how could we not? I mean, an outstanding professional. And then we go to road rage and taxes and Stillwater and RU. And
you know, we met Mark Beauchamp the other day. You know,
nice guy.
And we met him at a fundraiser for the Wild West thing that Banjo Bill called 86 times for in 3 days.
West Valley Performing Arts.
Right. And it was a great show. Everybody had a great time. But, you know, listening to Mark, I know Mark's got some good ideas. But one of the things we talk about is taxing the rich. Remember, is that the way we're going to pay for all these programs, is by cutting the tax breaks for the wealthy. Well, the only problem with that is take a look at the stock market. It's the lowest it's been since 1997 or even, you know, I think even longer than that. It's tanking. And all these rich people, guess what? They're not as rich as they used to be, unless, of course, you're Sean Penn. And so before you start talking about taxing wealthy people, you know, you might want to take a good look. Is that then if you don't get the money from the wealthy people and you've got $4 trillion worth of taxes and you've got the new health plan, let's just use an example. You know, for when they passed that children's insurance plan that put 4 million new children on this program, many of whom, not many, but families could make up over $60,000 and still be on this plan. Now, the average income, the median income in Reading is something like $40,000. So that means that that everybody could get on that. But who pays for that? Is it going to be the wealthy? No. Not just the wealthy. The way they're paying for it is with a tobacco tax. A tobacco tax. Now, there's progressive and there's regressive taxes. Progressive is you make more money, you pay more money in taxes. I can understand that concept. Don't like it, but I can understand it. So what happens then? So then you tax the people on cigarettes and tobacco. Now, who are you going to hurt with that? You gonna hurt rich people? No. What you're gonna hurt is lower incomes. What the hell are they thinking of? We gotta take a quick break. Phone lines are back up, but we'll get to you right as soon as we get back. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, 2655 Park Marina. Go see Dan and Julia. They are our choice photographers.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, on your last subject, not only is the Dow tanking, but he's trying to tell those rich people how much they can earn. How's he going to make the money on taxing the rich people if he tells them they can't earn enough to be rich?
Well, you know, that's it. And then anybody that's worked their way up to that certain point, he's going to drop them back down again so they won't be rich then. Which is what I think you just said.
My real reason for calling Carl and Linda, I don't know if I haven't been able to listen to you all morning, but everybody should be just outraged over the fact that Washington, D.C. can decide who in California gets to irrigate their crops.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People can invest years and money and family fortune to try and build a farm only for Washington, D.C. to decide that all those crops can just die this year because people in L.A. need water more than they need water is ludicrous.
Well,
people should just be outraged over that.
Well, they should be, and I believe, I just from what I understand, Bella Vista is getting zero water for their people as far as agriculture.
Yeah, so Happy Valley. I just got the notice yesterday. Happy Valley gets zero water for irrigation.
And you know what? This is so ludicrous when we get into it. And you know what? Tomorrow we're gonna be on a remote at the convention center on March Against Hunger. But this is something we want to talk about tomorrow. It's the water wars, and this is something that is just a bunch of bull.
Yeah, it's one thing if it's the state of California, but for Washington D.C. to be telling us that there's something really, really wrong.
Well, hey, welcome to Big Brother. Because I have a feeling that they're going to be imposing themselves on everything here if we don't watch ourselves.
Doesn't it seem as if they've just been sitting on the sidelines waiting for a good liberal to get into the presidency so they could do this?
I think what they're...
Controlling every single thing?
Well, I think this has been going... I think they've been chipping away, Robert, for so many years, and then all of a sudden it's here. And we haven't noticed it because it's like these little small increments. You know, the old camel got its nose in the tent. Next thing you know, the camel's in the tent with us. Anyway. Okay, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, Robert. Thanks so much for your phone call.
Thanks, Carl. Good morning.
You bet.
Talk about Big
Tom.
Brother.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Tom, 30 seconds. Hello, Tom. Did we lose Tom?
Well, anyway, talking about Big Brother, I heard somewhere that, speaking of which, if your credit could be affected with your credit cards, if you've gone from spending a certain amount and you drop all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's I heard that today too.
I mean, so you decide with the times we're going through tough times, so you shopped maybe at Nordstrom's and now you're shopping at TJ Maxx or Target, which is cool.
Yeah.
But you don't do the Nordstrom thing anymore because it's like, why? I got to cut back.
That's right.
So that is going to affect your credit. I mean, there's talk of the fact that that could affect your credit. That's Big Brother telling you how you're supposed to shop. And that's, to me, You know.
Well, okay, let's talk about AIG. AIG lost, guess what? $62 million last month. You know how much billion dollars. You know how much $62 billion is? 48 747s. 48 747s you could buy for that money. It's just, you could, that money they lost would pay off the national debt of China. So, and we keep putting money into AIG. At some point, when is enough going to be enough? Another little blog we have is simplifying our life. Maybe one way of simplifying our life is letting some of these businesses settle out, go into Chapter 11, and then we kind of start rebuilding again. If we keep trying to prop them up, nobody is going to get better. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, what happened there? I guess I should not call at the end of the program.
You got like 15 seconds now.
I'll just tailgate on what the last caller had to say, which I agreed with, and simply end with what James Madison said, and I may have said this once before. I believe there are more infringements against the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations.
I think you're absolutely right, and I will look that one up and put it on our website.
Yeah, well, I'll try to call tomorrow. I'm not always available to call every day, and I went in and had breakfast. And
well, that's what you get for having breakfast.
About the budget, but
yeah.
Hey, just think of this budget: 3.6 million, 1.75 trillion deficit. That means you're only going to raise 1.85 trillion. We're going to spend.
Hey, Tom, we have to go. Tom, we have to go. Give us a call tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. Carl and the Bot, right here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?